Our travels intentionally try to steer clear of controversy, and today's topic is one we had planned for several months. Who knew that interviewing a former state FFA officer and her husband about their ministry might wind up as an international hot topic? We take you to Refuge KC on this edition of The American Countryside.
Get the information that's critical to your business success. USDA and legislative policy, farm income, market trends, labor supply, crop and livestock production forecasts, all included with your subscription to the Agriculture Letter, now from Farm Journal Media. The Agriculture Letter reveals the latest outlook for agriculture and agribusiness, giving you trusted insight into what's ahead. And you can subscribe today at the special rate of $99 for 1 year. Visit theagricultureletter.com today to get started. For less than $9 per month, you'll learn what will happen next for producers, processors, shippers, suppliers, vendors, and lenders in the ag industry, with two jam-packed Agriculture Letter issues each month. You'll receive accurate crop and livestock forecasts, the latest policy updates, commodity markets outlook, and much more in every issue. Visit theagricultureletter.com to subscribe today at the special $99 offer. That's theagricultureletter.com.
Rich Casebolt and his wife Vicky have seen a lot of the world. Vicky is a former state FFA secretary from rural Missouri. She married Rich, and the two worked in the ministry, a career path that soon had the couple in Thailand. Then the Lord led them back to Missouri and inner city Kansas City, where they eventually began working with refugees.
Of course, they've gone through a thorough vetting process, a thorough medical exam. They were chosen, you know, just by lot, by random, to even be resettled in the United States.
A vetting process that Rich says often lasts 18 to 24 months. Certainly, it's a topic that's been in the news, a topic Rich has been around far longer than the recent news cycle. He describes himself as pro-life and conservative in his political views, but he sees the refugee issue as much larger than politics.
This is the hand of God, and it's not so much what they're fleeing from, but who they're fleeing to. And I just pray that America continues to be that beacon and, you know, that place that accepts the stranger and accepts the refugee, because I believe God's heart is for them.
Rich says that as a missionary with the Baptist Association, he saw that some nations had been closed to Christianity for decades. Now, some from those nations have found a new nation with freedom of religion, and that has opened many doors for conversation and action. His advice is a good suggestion for all of us, no matter where we may live.
Don't let fear keep you from walking across the street and talking to your neighbor, whether they're English-speaking, Arabic-speaking, or otherwise, whether they're Muslim, Buddhist, Hindu, or maybe just non-religious. Don't let fear keep you from walking across the street and meeting them.
You can find Rich online at refugekc.org. Next time, we'll talk about exactly how Rich helps and some of the surprising challenges and successes working with those who have come here. As we travel the countryside in Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.